In the mid-90s, human remains more than 10,000 years old were found on Prince of Wales Island. The discovery fueled scientific research about early human migration and the climate of Alaska. Now, as KRBD's Jay Marble reports, the need to keep those human remains has ended, and they're being returned to the Earth.
In the driest terms, the remains found on Prince of Wales Island have been studied to exhaustion. Current scientific methods cannot get any more information out of them. The remains have been determined to be indigenous or from here, and they were found on the ancestral land of the Tlingit. A request for transfer of custody by the tribal governments in Craig and Kluwak was determined to meet the requirements of the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, so the remains will be handed over. But at 10,300 years old, these are by far the oldest remains ever transferred under NAGPRA. Dennis Nickerson is with the Kluwak Cooperative Association, and he's been coordinating the meetings for the activities surrounding the return. He says he's aware of discussions about exactly whose relative this person is.
It's we've came across that, you know, should we call him a Tlingit, should we call him a Haida, you know, and whatnot. But, you know, whether or not he is or isn't, you know, we're welcoming him with open arms and on our land. You know, and we've always been like that. You know, we've never disrespected visitors before. You know, whether or not his blood lineage shows he's Tlingit, Haida, Native American, you know, he's a visitor, and that's what we're welcoming him as, you know, with the highest respect.
Nickerson says when he thinks about this man, he remembers that he was between 20 and 30 years old and was found in a cave with the remains of animals. Maybe there was a struggle. It's hard not to let your imagination wander when contemplating what this man was doing so long ago. Imagination is also required when figuring out how to return these remains to where they were discovered. Nickerson says on the 26th and 27th of September, there will be ceremonies in Kluwak. These will be the most public of events, with scientists, tribal groups, the Forest Service, and government types, including the Secretary of Agriculture, presenting and observing.
It's an open house invitation for residents, people that are interested and whatnot. There's going to be some presentations from the scientists. Friday and Saturday evening, we have a potluck, some traditional dancing that's going to be happening. And we have some stuff that's going to be happening, you know, during and around that time when our ancestors are going to be put back to rest.
When it comes time to actually place the remains back into the ground, Nickerson says it will be a much more private affair by invitation only. He says among the items going into the ground is a bent wood box.
The bent wood box has the design made from our master carver, John Rowan, and it has a cedar mat that's being made by another weaver that's going to wrap around the box, and all of that is going to be covered by a mat. And we also have a stone that was taken from Prince of Wales Island that is going to be blasted down here at Stone Arts of Alaska and whatnot. And it's going to be a monument stone for Shukaka.
That's the name that will go on the monument stone. Nickerson says it means man ahead of us. One person who studied Shukaka before he was given that name is Terry Fifield, the Forest Service archaeologist on Prince of Wales Island. He says the presence of the human and animal remains in the cave tell us a lot about what this place was like thousands of years ago. Analyzing the remains has revealed that this person ate sea mammals rather than land animals. His diet and his location add weight to ideas about how humans came to the Americas.
The archaeologists and other scientists that study the ideas of peopling of the Americas have looked at a bunch of different explanations of how people could have gotten to the Americas. Trans-Pacific crossings, coastal migration, the ice-free corridor, the mastodon hunters that came across the plains of Beringia during the last ice age. What this tells us is that people very early on, 10,300 years ago, were on the coast, and that the coastal habitat was there that would have supported human occupation several thousand years before that. So it gives us reasons to look harder at that coastal migration theory for peopling of the Americas.
Fifield and others looking for remains of humans older than Shukaka have some big challenges. Sea levels were much lower back in those days, and if the people were coastal dwellers, the land they most likely frequented is now underwater. I'm Jay Marble.